Hi, this is Joanna Young from the Drug Addiction Helpline. And today I'll be going over why people who are addicted will not freely confess to their families or ask for help or say that, you know, they want to go to rehab. For one thing, the reason why they're lying to you and hiding their addiction is because they want to protect you. They don't want you to worry, so they don't want you to know all the things that they're doing. And addicts are going to be a lot more open with their dealer than their loved ones always, because they know that they can't hurt dealers and other people. They know that they very, very much so can hurt their family. So they hide all these things. And, you know, typically it's young males that are addicted, or males, period, more so than females. And, you know, any male doesn't want to admit that he's a loser, that this is kicking his butt and it's affecting him and he doesn't know what to do and he can't control it and he's completely lost. He never wants to say that. Nobody wants to say that, but young males more so than others don't want to say that. So if you keep asking him questions, he's going to keep lying. You know, asking questions is never, never, never going to get you the real truth anyway. It's just going to get you into a fight. So don't expect the person to confess to you, come clean to you, and tell you. And you know, and honestly, the more people use drugs, the more illogical they get. It's not going to happen that one day they wake up after using for so long and their bodies and minds are completely devastated. It's not going to happen that they wake up and go, wow, this is really bad for me. I think I need to stop. No, that doesn't happen that way. You have to step in. You know, when your loved one is doing themselves in and killing themselves and hurting, then we need to step in. It's not you. We need to do that because you're not equipped to deal with this. And a lot of people take it on, but they simply don't know what to do because, well, it's not something they learn in life how to do. It's our job. So please don't do family type interventions because they don't work. They always end up in fights and the person just runs away because nobody knows what to do. And the addicted individual knows that nobody knows what to do. And they always turn the attention onto everybody else, away from themselves. You know, it's your fault, or it's not your fault. It's they made the decisions. And yes, they need help, but they made the decisions. But they will always, you know, shine the light on everybody else to keep the attention off themselves. So they will, you know, bring up all sorts of things and yell at people and tell them it's their fault too. And then you sit there and you think that, well, maybe it is my fault. Maybe I'm the one that's done things that were wrong or not done things that were, I should have done. No, that's not it. That's what they want you to do. Because then at that point you drop what you were doing, you know, as far as talking to them and getting them help. And you just sit there thinking, what did I do wrong? Where did I go wrong? Well, you know, don't do that. That's not the way to do this. So if you need help with someone, please give us a call, 877-801-5475.